Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Homework Assignment Podcast. Really excited to have you guys listening in. For those of you guys that haven't tuned in with us before, this podcast is focused on trying to understand, not only find, but understand the balance between home and work life, whether you're an entrepreneur, whatever you're doing, whatever that hustle is for you, being able to understand the balance in each in particular trade, and you know, walk of life, because everybody has different circumstances and that balance changes between each and every person. So that's what we focus on. Today there's been a couple things that I think I wanted to touch base on, some things that have happened, come to light here recently within our company. And those two things are belief in yourself as well as risk. And being able to understand certain risks and also be able to know and trust yourself enough to take those risks. I guess where I'll start is, you know, in business or in that hustle, that daily grind to get to where you want to be, there is a lot of things that are going to test your abilities. There's a lot of things that are going to make you feel like you don't know what you're doing, that it's going to make you think like if you're cut out for, you know, this specific task or whatever it is you might be doing. And it creates a lot of self-doubt. I've talked about this a few different times. I've touched base on it to where, like, as you are going on the road towards progression, on the road to success, that road comes with certain feelings that you cannot escape. And those feelings are some of the worst feelings that a human being can feel. Such as anxiety, fear, depression. I could go on and on. And many people think they can, for some reason, avoid that. And I was one of those people in early on thinking that, you know what, I can do this differently. And it wasn't until a couple years in where I realized, okay, you know what, I need to accept that these things are going to happen and I can't avoid them. And I have to adapt to them. And to kind of paint that picture a little bit better, and kind of give you guys an example is, you know, when you start something and you have this great plan, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and sell 500 shirts. I know more than 500 people. Shoot, I got 3,000 friends on Facebook. Okay, I'm going to sell 500 shirts and I'm going to sell them for $20 a pop and they only cost me 10. We'll just keep the math easy. Hopefully they cost you a little bit less, but and so what is that? Okay, 500 times 10. Well, that's $50,000 if my math in my head's correct. It's been a long day. Double check that for me. Yeah. 500 times 10, right? Yeah. 50,000. Wait. No, 5,000? 500. Yeah, 5,000. Yeah. Wow. It has been a long day. I'm great at math. I can't believe I just made that mistake. But either way, okay, so, you know, okay, very easy. I'm going to pick a shirt. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to sell to 500 people. And I could probably do that in about 3 months. Shouldn't be that hard. Come to find out, 3 months passes and you've sold maybe 100 shirts. Okay, that didn't go as planned. And what happens in that moment is that's where those emotions kind of kick in. Okay, you know what? Like, my plan didn't go as planned. Yeah, I thought it was so simple. When I first thought about it, it was so simple. All these Instagram people make it seem so simple. Come make X amount of dollars, you know, drop shipping, Amazon store, all this. It should be so simple. Everybody makes it seem so simple. Maybe I'm not cut out. What did I do wrong? Can I do this? You know what I mean? And especially when it comes to money and you're starting something or you're, you know, taking on a job at a lower pay rate to invest with a company that you know has a bright future. You know, when it comes to money and the stuff it takes to live and pay those expenses, then, you know, that doubt that you have is even more, it's even stronger, right? Because now it's messing with your livelihood, your life. It's not like just this little side hustle that you don't need. And that creates a lot of those moments. But what people don't understand is those type of moments at the beginning, those kind of self-doubts, even when you push through it, even when you make it and become successful, those don't leave because there's always a next level. There's always a next step of progression. And so, you know, when I first started, I'm like, okay, I just got to get through the hard part, the startup. I just got to get through the startup. Well, fast forward 4 years later from the startup to now, where, you know, I'm looking like, okay, dude, like $1 million credit lines, never thought I would have those, like all these crazy cool things that I've been able to, you know, we've been able to accomplish as a team. Well, now it's like, okay, I still have that anxiety, that fear, that doubt, those moments, those bad days when things don't go right and things go wrong. And I'm at a level I only could have dreamed about, the kind of level where I try to vision myself out at, right? And now my vision is at a whole nother level. And so it's like I'm at the startup here now for my next level. And, you know, I've kind of referred to that before, something I've learned in a couple coaching programs. Grant Cardone teaches a little bit about this. But those are like those breaking points, you know? And so each breaking point is like a whole new level. It gets harder as you're getting bigger and you start dealing with these emotions. Now, one of the key things in business or in any successful journey is a belief in yourself. And the reason I started talking about these emotions first is because these are the things that hold people back, because this is what affects their self-belief. These are the things that make people lose confidence in themselves. And so to understand first that no matter what happens, no matter how many accomplishments you're able to obtain, all the great success you're able to obtain, no matter what happens, these emotions are going to be present. Kind of reminds me of that movie Inside Out, which I think many people have seen the first one. So if you haven't seen the second one, it's in theaters. It's really good. But you know, if for those of you who haven't, or just a recap, like it's a movie, a cartoon movie about this, you know, this girl who has these different people inside her head that all represent different emotions. And as she becomes a little bit older, number two, she gets a couple new emotions that she didn't have as a toddler. And that is anxiety, embarrassment, and a couple other ones. And so, you know, no matter what happens, those people, like those emotions are there. And so when you understand that they're always going to be there, now you can create a plan to adapt and figure out how to utilize those emotions for gain rather than for damage. So in other words, when you guys are feeling, you know, anxious, because here's a great example. I'll talk about yesterday. Yesterday was just a freaking crappy day for so many reasons. Or let me say this. It should have been a crappy day for many reasons. And that is because I had several things happen. I went to a job in the morning, and during that job, that meeting with my client, I had several different things that popped up during this meeting. And it was like, I had a client that was really upset because of some things that have transpired. And then I also had a huge commercial project for some schools hounding me about material that wasn't showing up on time, and the school date's a week away, and then they needed to open their doors. And then I also had another client that had some issues that only I could resolve as far as like getting them certain information. And it was so overwhelming, right? And so one of the things about business and about highly successful people is understanding, or being able to have a high tolerance to pressure and not being able to buckle. And I'm going to get a little bit more further into detail on this, but all these things happen. So my first half of the morning, I'm running around, I'm putting out fires, and it sucked. It absolutely sucked. You know, going back 4 years ago, the RJ then who didn't understand that, or thought that I could overcome these emotions where I never had to deal with them, as long as I could get more money or as long as my business got to this point, I wouldn't have these emotions. That RJ on this day would have literally about cracked. I would have went home. I would have treated my wife like crap, my kids. I would have been short-tempered, impatient. I would have been rude to people, and I would have been extremely unhappy. Fast forward to now, having that understanding that, hey, these emotions are always going to be here. Now I need to learn how to utilize them. Now that I knew that, my first half of the day, I was, you know, those moments of like, okay, well, got all these problems, take one step at a time. Let me handle this problem first. Boom. Then this problem. Boom. Then this problem. And I just went through the line and I was able to resolve everything, right? And then my second half of the day, I had other things pop up and I was able to control the situation and I was able to maintain my emotions and get everything that was needed done and focus on the solution. I did give myself a few minutes to be like, holy crap, this sucks. But then I was able to take care of it. Then I go home. I had dinner with my family. It was awesome. My brother came over. We all had some great conversations actually about literally this kind of stuff. And then, you know, I was able to be with my children and, you know, I played some video games. I was able to decompress and it was a good day. And it wasn't just this terrible, you know, terrible day in my life on the map. And so when we get these emotions and we let those emotions control the outcome, that is where you enter the danger zone and you are most likely going to fail. Rather being able to understand, okay, hey, I'm feeling anxiety right now. Okay, well, what's the cause of that? Well, it's because I just missed a phone call from this client. I know this client's ticked off, or I missed this order. I know they're mad. Okay, well, to give yourself a second, feel it and then attack it head on and be able to problem solve that. Now, that is the action part. The second part of this is believing, loving, and understanding who you are enough that when situations pop up, you have the self-confidence that you are going to figure it out. Okay. We live in this victim culture. I've mentioned it many times and many other people have mentioned it. This victim culture is the poor me culture. It's the, oh, why did this have to happen to me? Oh, well, if this didn't happen, I would be this. And they, you know, it's okay to think that. I don't think there's anything wrong to think that. You know, I've made a business though where I'm like, man, if I wouldn't have made this business, if I wouldn't have agreed to this term specifically, which I didn't even need to agree to, I could have made an extra $150,000. Okay, it's okay to have those thoughts, but to sulk in them and to let them be the culprit for many of your actions and to allow them to consume your mind, which then deviates your path of where you could be going and or distracts you from being able to see the good things that are in front of you, that's where it gets really dangerous. And so your mindset of understanding that, like, hey, no matter what happens, I know who I am. I know I can overcome. It makes it a million times easier to fight back against those emotions of anxiety, fear, embarrassment, and even pride to be able to get through what you need to get through and have a solution and execute. And it's a very hard thing to do. It's a very hard thing to first realize, you know what, I don't have confidence in myself. You know what, I don't know if I can handle every situation. It's hard to admit that. Then the second step's even harder. Well, how do I fix that? Well, you fix that by accomplishing things. You fix that by being okay with where you are now and who you are. Meaning, I want to be very clear with this, it's okay not to be happy where you're at. Let me rephrase this. It's okay to want to be somewhere better, but you still have to be happy with where you're at in the moment, but know and not lose sight of where you're going. This is a big mistake people make. They're not happy with where they're at, and that consumes them. And so a lot of times those type of people become successful, but the difference is they're very unhappy throughout that process, because they were never content with where they were at. This is, you know, again, the whole emotion and the belief in yourself, this is where it becomes a game changer for successful people, because you can go through the ride and maybe you do push it and maybe you have all these negative things fuel you, but looking back, if you could look back and realize you could have really truly enjoyed every single moment going forward on that same path, like you would have got there anyways, but you could have done it upset or you could have done it happy, which one would you have chosen? Obviously the happy route, right? And so the reason that doesn't happen is because of those emotions that people end up letting themselves just be consumed by. And it's sad to see. But then there's the other side. The other side is the side where, hey, you know what? Okay, hey, maybe you're you just lost a huge contract that your company needed, and you're about to, you don't know how you're going to pay payroll next week. That's a huge situation for many business owners, many small business owners. That every successful person has had those type of moments. And if you go home and you're like, well, crap, man, you know, I suck, I shouldn't be doing this, and you think those things, and then you let those things sit and you sulk, guess what doesn't happen? You don't find a solution. Or you let the anxiety and the fear drive you, and you make desperate decisions which maybe solve the problem but are like a Band-Aid and actually do more damage in the long run. That also happens a ton. That's happened to me a ton, especially like on money issues. Well, fear and anxiety press in, and instead of looking at the harder way of like, hey, maybe, okay, where can I collect money for my AR reports? What clients owe me money? Where can I try and get money? Can I make this job move? Can I expedite by 1 week to be able to collect this big check? Instead of going through all that, the fear and anxiety has driven me in the past to be like, oh crap, you know what? No, I need to go get a hard money loan. It's going to cost me $50,000 for $100,000, but I don't care. I need the $100,000 right now, and that's going to solve my problem for 2 weeks. But guess what happens when you get 2 months down the road? You might be in the same position, but now you have even more on top of what you would have had. And so it just makes the situation worse. And so to wrap this up in a nutshell, and I don't know if I'm kind of reiterating myself over and over again, but to wrap it up in a nutshell, it is negative emotions. These emotions that people feel, that we all feel in every single circumstance in life, are always going to be there. And the only way for you to truly be successful is by understanding that they're always going to be there, that you can't get rid of them, and learning how to use them to make yourself successful. Learning how to use the anxiety and transform that anxiety into a calming drive, or to transform fear into a calming hope. And then you clear your mind, you're able to make way better decisions. You know, when people are backed into a corner, dangerous actions are done. Dangerous decisions are made. We learned that from wars throughout history. We learned that freaking in our presidential candidacy, or whatever that word is, the elections. Like, we learned that all over, but yet we see that all over, but nobody truly ever learns, apparently. And so I invite you guys to learn that, because it's a game changer. It's a game changer. There's, you know, I've seen several companies in the past 6 months that are, you know, been in business same amount of time as me, but they can't break out of $1 million or $2 million. And we're on track to do $12 million this year. We've done more every single year. It's like, well, what's the difference? The difference isn't, I mean, hey, there may be some skills and stuff, but one of the big differences I see is that when I meet those business owners, I'm like, okay, you lack confidence. You are controlled by anxiety and fear of payroll. You're controlled of, well, you got to sell today, but you're scared about next month because what work will come next month? Like, all these things that hold people back and contain them. There is a negative force in this world that wants nothing more than for you to fall and fail. And so not only are you trying to do something great, but there's also a force pushing against you. That is why the truly successful people are a small percentage of the entire population. That is why. That is why 98% of small business owners don't do more than $3 million a year in revenue. That is why. Understanding emotions, understanding how to overcome, plan, and execute. That is why people like our company is in that top 2%. I think we're actually in the 1%, because I forget what the other barrier is, but that's exactly why. And then you go further, right? If I look in construction, the top revenueing construction company in the world, or in the nation, can't remember their name, but they did like $17.9 billion last year. Where did they start? Companies that are doing $500 million a year in revenue, where did they start? Many of these places, I know there's a billionaire that I know that we actually are doing a project with, and he started up from absolutely nothing. What is the difference? Guys, the difference is, apart from the fundamentals of business, which is one side, there's also kind of that home side of self, yourself, who you are, being able to manage yourself to make proper decisions, manage your emotions, being able to not freak out and make the situation worse, but realize and make the situation better. I know you guys get it. I really wanted to share that because, like I said, from the outside, people can look at my company and be like, wow, you know, well, you guys are on pace. You're doing great. The sales are great. You're probably making good money. You know, your wife drives a nice car. You drive a nice truck. You got, you know, $10,000 watches on. You got thousands of dollars of cash in your pocket. Yeah, that all looks great. Do you see all this back end stuff? Do you see me pacing around my house at 10 o'clock at night because I have an upset client? I'm trying to figure out how to answer them. Or do you see me on a phone call in the morning making 18 phone calls so I can get this, you know, $2 million contract executed on time? Or, you know, all the back end stuff nobody sees. And so you only get the part that looks good. You don't get all the nitty gritty. You really don't. And that nitty gritty is the most important part, because that's what makes everything, right? That kind of preps for the second part of this podcast. The second part of this podcast is risk. Guys, I've talked about this a little bit before. And I always say that because I invite you guys to go back, listen to some other podcasts. You know, it's funny how there's always so much to talk about in different situations and different circumstances, but the laws of success are, even though they may be a little bit different per situation, the law maintains the same, and they're just implemented differently by different people because we're all different. But if you look back, all the things, the most successful, Elon Musk, whoever the owner of Amazon is, Jeff Bezos, right? All these people that have done great things, if you actually break down their stories, they did all of the same things to get to where they needed to go. They had different situations, and so they had to take the laws and manipulate and adapt, you know, use them and adapt themselves to their situation. But the laws maintain the same, right? So it's funny when you actually look at it to understand that, like, hey, if you just do all the same things, you're bound for success, right? Risk is a huge piece of the puzzle here. And there's a positive side of, well, there's a side of being willing and not being scared of taking risk. And then there's obviously the bad side of it, right? So of not wanting to. So there is, you know, this really famous guy, Dave Ramsey. You guys have all heard of him. And some people bag on, you know, Dave Ramsey mindset and all that kind of stuff. I don't bag on it. And here's why. Here's the deal. Dave Ramsey mindset, the curriculum that he teaches, works. It works. It depends on where you're at and what you're trying to do, whether it will work for you or not. Jeff Bezos, or not Jeff Bezos, I just said his name.
Steve Jobs?
No. Have I been saying? Oh, no, Dave Ramsey. I was saying Dave Ramsey, right? I wasn't saying, okay, cool. So many people, right? So Dave Ramsey's curriculum is like, hey, save, you know, invest. I had a guy that I just met a little while back, and he was talking to me about, like, you know, what you need to do is you need to open up an IRA. You need to put X amount of dollars in, and in about 20 years, you're going to have $1 million. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, okay, well, you know, do I know anybody? Yeah, like for my cousin who's a teacher, that's fantastic. If you can do that, put $300 away every single month or every single check for, you know, 15, 20 years, you have $1 million, that's phenomenal. If you bring that up to me, I'm going to think like, well, one, I'm not going to judge because I have this understanding, right? But most people are going to look at you like in the hustle in my position and be like, bro, are you dumb? $1 million in 20 years? That's sad. I want to make $1 million in 6 weeks, right? So there's a difference level there, and that's the difference in people. And it's okay to be that person who wants to be a teacher, who, you know, can you know, be able to actually get $1 million by the time they're 50. That's fantastic. I read a book called Millionaire Next Door. It's a great read, but it wasn't, I learned, you know, in the first couple of chapters that it wasn't really for me, because it just wasn't my mindset. But I read the whole book because to understand things, to get knowledge, understand how everyone in the world works, that's how, you know, that's a great asset. So, in this book, it talks about, you know, all these different people who were firefighters, teachers that were, you know, being able to do certain things and, you know, become millionaires and have millions of dollars by the time they retired by working normal jobs. And it compared them to doctors who had flashy lives and made a lot of money, but their net worth in 30 years, in their 60s was like a percentage of the net worth of these people who were able to create millions, not being a doctor, not having that flashy lifestyle. And so, you know, like Dave Ramsey, his stuff works. That kind of stuff works if that is your type of lifestyle, right? You know, I had, and I'll get to the risk part, but I'm just kind of, you know, going on some things that are coming to my mind. You know, there's the people that are like, you know, hey, you know what, like money, you know, I wish I had money, you know, I wish I was rich. I wish I was rich. And yet then they're sitting there studying for, to be a teacher. They're studying to, you know, they're entering a career path that doesn't have the capability to bring them what they're seeking. And then they go through this whole path and they are upset that they don't have money their whole lives. Okay. Well, how can, like, there is, I don't know anything about teachers. And so maybe someone can answer this on here, but I don't think there is a way for you to be a super wealthy person by being a kindergarten teacher. I mean, sure, maybe you can get to be a principal, board of directors for a school. Maybe you can make 200K a year, but to be able to make millions of dollars a million a month, for example, $12 million a year, and, you know, take home, you're not going to do that being a teacher. You're not going to do that being a fireman. And these, you know, those two jobs are noble jobs. Education is really important at a certain level. I don't believe in college. That's just me, unless you're going to be a doctor. So, hey, at that point, being a doctor, being a lawyer, education is super important. Firemen, police officers, noble. But to me, there's a sacrifice there. They're sacrificing money, which they may not want, or if they do, they're sacrificing that for a greater good. And that's amazing. But you can't get to the level, those levels, right? And so you have to put yourself in a position for money. And a lot of time that takes risks, right? You could have a 9-to-5 job, build your way up in a company to make $250,000 a year and cap off there and live a comfortable life, drive really nice cars, invest, make a couple $1 million in real estate, all that fun stuff. Fantastic. Or you could take the risk of starting your own venture and being broke for 5 years and then all of a sudden making, you know, $15, $20 million a year. And that's a dramatic risk, right? Well, let me try and paint the picture of risk in another way. In business, if you are scared to take debt out and you're trying to start your business, with no debt, and you're trying to fund everything personally, it is possible, but it's slower. Okay. This is why there are companies out there right now that are started the same time I did, 4 years in business, and they're breaking $2 million, or they just broke through $1 million this year, and we're breaking through 12. There's a reason. That is because I have $1.3 million of debt out there. They don't. They bought all their vehicles cash, all their equipment cash. Me, I took out loans for every single thing, took out whether it was hard money loans, SBA loans. I borrowed money to grab everything we have. And that is why we were able to grow at an accelerated pace. Now, how do I sleep at night with over $1 million of debt? I sleep pretty dang good. And right now I'm pushing to get another $1 million more worth of debt right now, trying to get it next week. What am I going to do with that debt? I'm going to make more money with it. That's what you do with debt. And that is good debt. Now, I'm not an expert. I still make bad decisions, and I'm trying to learn more about good debt, you know, all that kind of stuff. But just with no knowledge at all in credit, no knowledge at all in debt, I started taking out all this money and I started hiring people and paying more in marketing and doing this and doing that. And I was able to create something out of nothing versus if I would have, well, I want to save, I'm going to do a couple jobs. I'm going to live off of it. So I'm going to have to do, I'm going to have to spend 6 months, do X amount of jobs to be able to live and also buy one truck. Then I'm going to do another 3 months, live, and then I'll have enough money to hire a person or buy this equipment. Okay. Or you could go get $100,000, do all that in a matter of 2 weeks and then grow. Right. So the risk is such an important factor, because if you're scared to take risk, if you go into business with the day, like if you're trying to build a huge successful company, build an empire, or make millions and millions and millions of dollars by building a company, the Dave Ramsey mindset is going to literally kill your dream. And is going to have you stuck at a plateau, a breaking point that you don't get past. There's other factors in that, but the risk, man, the risk is a huge, huge factor. It's a huge factor. Is it scary getting $1 million credit line and maxing it out and buying, getting new employees, paying for crazy, you know, marketing, $10,000 a month in marketing and all these signs, getting awesome vehicles for a brand and wrapping it and doing, dude, yeah, it's scary. What happens if you fail? Well, now you owe $1 million. You're bankrupt. Again, controlling your emotions, being able to see past the fear and the anxiety and say, yeah, but what if it does work? Here's the deal. You're in control whether it works or not. Plain and simple. Sometimes things happen in life that, you know, I talked about that, I think two podcasts ago, the difference between failure and quitting that I learned from our coaching program, which was phenomenal. Okay. Failure is doing everything you possibly can to succeed and it not working. Okay. Then with that failure, you get back up, you learn from it, and you do it all over again, right? Quitting is not doing everything you possibly can to succeed and then fail. So if your goal is to hit $3 million this year and you did $1 million last year and you're still doing XYZ and you hit $1 million this year again, that was only failure if you tried everything. And I could tell you something, the risk part, like especially risk in money or the risk in certain deals will hold you back. A great example in risk is right now we were bidding against four really big, because I don't know what your guys' sense of that, but like some renowned construction companies on 6 commercial projects. And three of these companies, you know, their bids, I was the second highest company out of all 4 bids. And I was awarded 2 of the contracts out of the 6. And one of the things was, hey, well, for you to do this project, this company, this management company that was trying to get contractors for this project for the landlord, their policy is that you can't pre-lien a property. In construction, what a pre-lien means is like, hey, I'm going to put a pre-lien on your house. So if you don't pay me, I will then have a lien on your house, which means I basically have that much money of equity in your house until you pay me, or if you sell the property, then I get paid from that sale. In layman terms, that's pretty much what a lien is. Like a lien on a vehicle, right? Like the bank owns it until you pay it off, right? So basically, I was okay with those 2 projects not doing that. Those 2 projects added up to $300,000. They're really simple projects, good profit margins, fantastic. Well, I get a call back from the person we were dealing with, and they're like, hey, you might have to take on the other 4 contracts. I said, well, one, I wanted all of them. So yeah, 100%. She's like, yeah, well, the other company that we've been working with for almost a year, they've been working with this specific, they got other bids, but this company was the one they started with, doing everything with, getting everything situated with. They will not do the job without putting a lien on the property. And kudos to them. Great. Like, hey, if they got great work and stuff like that, I mean, I do too. Not a big deal, but I'm willing to take that risk. There's a great relationship involved. There's awesome profits involved. And I'm not scared to do that. Could I get screwed? Could I do all this work and lose out on almost $1 million worth of capital? I could. Is it going to happen? I'm going to do everything in my power for it not to happen. I'm going to trust. I'm going to do my part. But what if it does work? One, I build this relationship. I get all 6 contracts. I make great freaking money and life's phenomenal, right? Now, every situation is different, but that is the difference there is that I was willing to take the risk. I got all 6 contracts. The other company wouldn't take the risk. They lost out on $500,000 worth of revenue. And to be honest, I wish I could tell you guys a profit margin, but I don't want to, just in case people, you know, the owners are listening to stuff. NDA or whatever. But actually, one of these jobs is pretty cool. We have to get special clearance to go in. I don't even think we could take pictures of it because it's a company that builds aircraft parts for the government for like all their planes and stuff like that. So pretty cool project. But like that is an example right there. Like, okay, hey. And maybe it didn't hurt this other company not to take that risk. I might be there one day. For me, I'm the reason I got all contracts and the other 2 companies apart from that company didn't even get offered because I was already willing to take that risk. And so obviously a risk is like a gamble, right? But here's the deal. Everybody gets stuck on, well, it may not work, so they don't do it. I get stuck on, well, it may work. What if it does work? And that's what drives me. That's what makes me make those decisions. That's what made me take out $120,000 in debt when I only had 1 project going on. That's what made me get a credit line and do this and take out hard money loans to pay for this and to like that. That's the reason everything has come to fruition. And so a big part of to start taking those risks is the other part of emotions and being able to have belief and confidence in yourself that you're able to handle every situation no matter what happens. Even if it doesn't go to plan, you're going to get through it. You're going to find a way to get through it and you're going to find a way. Maybe the outcome isn't what was hoped for, but you're going to find a way to make the outcome that's happening like take it to your advantage, make it to your advantage, right? And so if you're able to have that confidence in yourself, then these risks are really easy to make. They're absolutely easy to make. And they go hand in hand. And so guys, I mean like if you guys want to be successful, if you truly want to be something great, truly want to build something absolutely phenomenal, some of the key ingredients is belief in yourself, control of your emotions, and taking risks. Honestly, I think those are the only 2 things besides my sales skills that have gotten me to where I am today. If you don't have sales skills like I do, find somebody who does. Be good at what you're good at. Simple as that. I'm not good at project management. I'm really not that good. I've pissed off some clients in the past. I have ADHD. It's hard for me to get organized. I've used a lot of apps, softwares, notepads, calendars. Like I still struggle even in my sphere that I now am in, but now I've realized, okay, I need to not do project management. So I hire PMs, I hire director of construction. For those people that have that skill set, they do it. Me, I can, I had one of my team members complimented me, or I think it was earlier this week. He said, man, you could sell a ketchup popsicle to somebody. Like, you know, I'm like, I was actually flattered. I was like, you know, that's my skill set. That's the realm I'm in, right? So, I mean, I sell almost every contract in our company, and I always will want to do that because I love the sell. I love the adrenaline rush. But that's another story. So, anyways, guys, please, from listening to this podcast, know one thing: negative emotions will be there in every single thing you do in life, whether it's owning a business, working within a business, or being broke, poor, and not working. Like it's going to be there. It's going to be there when you find out you're going to have your first kid. It's going to be there when you graduate high school. It's going to be have to figure out what you're going to do with your life. It's going to be there when you're applying for schools. It's going to be there when you're learning how to drive, when you're learning how to, play a new sport it's always there. You just can't escape it. I think in like the 3rd episode of this podcast ever, which was like, I get embarrassed of our first three because like the setup was terrible. We just wanted to start. But anyways, like they're always going to be there. Learn how to control them, guys. Start fighting back. Stop letting the natural man, the natural woman control your life, because you will not get to where you want to go. So this is the homework assignment podcast. This is what we talk about. This is, in essence, the reason this podcast even exists. This is why we started this. Okay. Kyle, Mikey, and I, we needed to start something to where we could help all the people that we saw on a daily basis get through and accomplish the things that we're able to accomplish. We want you guys to succeed. And I can assure you, what we talk about works for us. I've seen it work for many other people, and it can work for you. You may have to tweak. You may have to adapt it or manipulate it for the situation that pertains to you, but it worked. And like I said, laws of success, they're always there. They're never changing. They're forever going to be there. Utilize them, learn them. Thanks for tuning in.